Go. All right. Appreciate that. You know, that lady that was just singing spent most of yesterday during the day in the basement. Tried to clean up our basement there, and appreciate her heart for God. Amen. Amen. And, you know, I'm excited to be here today. I'm excited to be alive during these days. I personally believe, without fear of contradiction, that we are living in the most exciting days of prophetic fulfillment, in 2,000 years. In 2,000 years, we have not seen so much as we are now seeing today by way of prophecy. And you say, well, what is God's timepiece? What do we need to look at that's constantly reminding us that the prophecies of the Word of God are being fulfilled in our day? And it is simply this: the nation of Israel. You know, Israel, when Israel was in Hitler's ovens, before Israel even came back as a nation, they were very, very disheartened. And the people doubted that there was a God. Because not only was Israel not a nation, not only did they not have their language, not only were they gone from their promised land for about 1900 years, but they were being killed by Hitler and went like lambs to the slaughter, walking into the showers where they turned on the showers and out came Zyklon B gas, and they killed them like roaches under Heinrich Himmler, who made a real study of the science of killing Jewish people. Of course, we know that Satan, because Satan is anti-Semitic, he's anti-Jew, because Satan knows that when the Jewish people turn to the Messiah, and they will, that the kingdom of God will come to earth, and Satan will be out, and he doesn't want that. He wants his power, and this anti-Semitism is of the devil. It's not mere racism, it's satanic. And so, we know that God has, and I know in my lifetime, God has done a miraculous, glorious, wonderful thing in bringing Israel back. Israel under Hitler, and even before Hitler, they said, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts, Ezekiel 37, 12. Well, Israel may have said that, but God is able to take dry bones and put them back together. God is able, out of those dry bones, to put flesh on them and breath in them. And so we have now a living state called Israel. And here's what the Bible says. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. You know, at the end of World War II, the Jews began to fight back in the ghettos of Warsaw. It was a motley crew. But now the Israeli army has become one of the world's greatest armies. An exceeding great army. God did that. And it's just in the midst of happening. They're going to become even greater. What they did with Iran in this strike is beyond comprehension. That peanut farmer, Jimmy Carter, shouldn't have been in the White House. He allowed the Ayatollah Khomeini to bring in an Islamic Shiite revolution, and out went the friend of the United States, the Shah of Iran. Out in came in this terrible Islamic revolution with these leaders that hate Israel and wanted to get rid of Israel. And that happened in 1979 under Jimmy Carter's watch. A bad president. One that didn't, he was a Baptist, an apostate Baptist Sunday school teacher from Plains, Georgia. And that man didn't know his head from a hole in the ground spiritually, but he taught Sunday school all these years. I thank God that if you're saved and you have the Holy Spirit, and you do if you're saved in the Word of God, you could know what's going on. You could know, and you should know what's going on. You should know. I have been preaching for the last 15 years about something that is happening now. June the 13th it began, and it's happening on the 14th yesterday and the 15th today, and it's going forward. And a fulfillment of Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39 is happening. And I am saying from the parchment of the Word of God, it's rolled out upon the pavement of fulfillment right now, this prophecy. Jesus said, this day is this prophecy fulfilled in your sight. At this time, this prophecy that I've been preaching on for 15 years is now being fulfilled. His son out in camp. He knew it. And he told his dad yesterday on the telephone, Dad, I've been telling people about it. I said, I'm amazed they didn't know about it. He said, but I've been telling them about this prophecy. Do you know about it? Do you have a clue what's going on? Prophecies about Israel, God's timepiece, are pouring off the parchment and hitting the pavement and being fulfilled before your very eyes. And we need to understand that we are living in exciting days of prophetic fulfillment. You know, I was born January 12, 1950. November 29, 1947, the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution 181 recommending the creation of an independent Jewish state in a small section of the Promised Land. May 14, 1948, David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel, declared the Jewish state a nation among the nations of the world. Not since AD 70 had that been the case. And in my lifetime, Israel began to become a reality. Back in their land with the Hebrew language. The tribes of Israel there, they're now doing all the garments for the priest, and they now know who the priests are by DNA testing, and they're getting ready to reestablish their temple sacrifices. But that couldn't happen without 1967, June of 1967, Israel won the Six-Day War. Do you know I was saved June 16, 1967? I was born again. And I was made aware through my grandmother about these prophecies of Israel. And it got my attention. I would to God that it would get somebody's attention today, that you would realize that the God of the Bible is real, that the God of these prophecies is real, that He is alive, and you need His Son as your Savior. You need to know the Word of God and walk with God today, because God is real, and we want to look at this today, that these prophecies are coming to pass. And let me say something. I thank God for Donald John Trump. He believes in Israel's existence, right to exist. And he has ordered that United States Patriot missiles be stationed in the Eastern Mediterranean. So when Iran tries to throw ballistic missiles at civilians in Israel, the United States is helping to shoot them down. I'm proud to be an American. Because we're standing with Israel. Yes.
And that, according to Genesis 12, 3 and 4, is God's foreign policy. If you're a friend of Israel, God will bless you. If you set yourself against Israel, the curse of God is upon you. Get a clue, friends. These liberal leftists on these college campuses don't know their head from a hole in the ground. They don't know the God of the Bible. I'm saying today, prophecies of Israel are pouring off the parchment onto the pavement of fulfillment, number one, because of what is being prepared as a next prophecy. In other words, the prophecy that's happening now in Iran is a now prophecy. And there are other now prophecies, but I am looking at what will happen after the now prophecies and what is a next prophecy that a lot of people are looking for. How many have heard of the Gog-Magog invasion of Israel in Ezekiel 38 and 39? Raise your hand. All right, many of you have. That is not a now prophecy. That cannot happen right now. Today, there are things that need to happen now for that to happen. Then, do you understand that? And you say, well, what about the what of that prophecy, Pastor? What is the what of that prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 1 through 6? Well, just look at it for a moment. Ezekiel 38, what about that prophecy? It says in verse 1, and the word of the Lord, Ezekiel 38, 1, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Now, Gog is a future ruler of the land called Russia. In fact, the land of against Gog, he's the Rosh prince, or the Russian prince of the land of Magog. And he's the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And some believe that's tied up with Moscow and Tobolsk. But Russia is going to be involved in a future invasion of Israel. And it talks about Togarma. It talks about Persia, Ethiopia, Gomer. Gomer and Togarma speak of Togarma speak of Turkey, a huge Islamic country. And that country is going to attack Israel along with Russia. And Persia, which is modern-day Iran, will attack. And Ethiopia and Libya, northern African nations, like where the Houthis are right now. You've heard of the Houthis, right? Shooting missiles at Israel. They're going to attack. And the former republics of the Soviet Union, the Central Asian Republic like Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan and all these are Islamic nations. They are going to be Islam's great stand against Israel, and they're going to invade Israel. And it's a great northern invasion coming down, all of it upon Israel. And it's going to be so great that even though Israel has had an exceeding great army, it will be too much for them. They will not be able to withstand that great force of Russia with its allies coming down. It will be too much. But that's not going to happen now. That's coming next. You say, well, why will they be doing that, Pastor? Why are they invading? Well, if you look at verse 10 of Ezekiel 38, it says why, verse 10 and following. Go there. It says, thus saith the Lord God, Ezekiel 38, 10, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think a what? Evil thought. Russia's going to think an evil thought. Turkey's going to think an evil thought. These nations in Africa right there, Libya and so forth, are going to think an evil thought. Iran is going to think an evil thought. And it says in verse 11, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. Is that where Israel is right now? No, absolutely not. They have walls. They have walls to protect them. They have Patriot missiles and the Iron Dome and Goliath and David's sling to protect them. Why? Because they are not at rest and at peace right now. They are ever vigilant against enemies that are around them, that ever since they became a nation, as soon as they declared themselves a nation among the nations, they were attacked by millions of Arabs, 60 million Islamic Arabs against just a few million Jews. Now they're not at peace. They're not at rest. Some things have to happen before that happens. And you say, why are they going to be taken? Look at verse 12 of Ezekiel 38. To take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedad and the merchants of Tarshish with the young lions thereof. In other words, Israel's going to be wealthy. They're going to have mineral resources that are incredible. They're going to have agricultural resources that are incredible. They're going to have commercial trade with Arab nations and with other nations that are going to be incredible. It's going to be a time of great wealth. I personally believe that the United States and Israel is getting ready to enter into a golden age of wealth and prosperity for a time. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I believe we're coming into a golden age of wealth and prosperity. Donald Trump, the Israeli people. And I'm just saying to you that this prophecy of Russia and Turkey and these nations attacking Israel is going to become happening because they're so wealthy, they're so blessed, and Israel will have expanded their land so that these people will come and think, oh, we're going to get them, we're going to... And it says in Ezekiel 38 that they dwell in the midst of the land. You say, Pastor, what is the promised land that they dwell in the midst of? Well, if you look at your Bible, the promised land that they dwell in the midst of is in Genesis chapter 15, and it will be from the river of Egypt all the way to the Euphrates River in modern day Iraq, Iran. That will be the promised land that God promised Abraham, and they will take that land in the next coming wars. Right now, Israel is about the size of the state of New Jersey. That's not the full promised land, but God's about to give it to them. And Russia and Turkey and its allies like Iran are going to be jealous, and they're going to want that wealth, and they're going to get sick of it, and they're going to come against Israel in that next prophecy, Ezekiel 38 and 39. And it says they're going to be dwelling in the midst of that land. If you look at Israel, and if you look at that river of Egypt all the way to the Euphrates River, in the middle of that land you have, see it there? The country of Jordan. And the Bible even says that Jordan is now possessing where the tribe of Gad possessed. And that is not to be for long. Jordan is going to be defeated, along with other Sunni Arab nations, so Israel can expand to that area in red. That is their promised land. Do you get it? It's going to happen. Right now, these prophecies are starting to be fulfilled in order to get to that place that we are talking about here. And it's going to happen. And because of what is being prepared as a next prophecy, prophecy. Number two, because of what is being fulfilled as now prophecies. And you say, well, Pastor, what are some now prophecies? I wonder how many of you are familiar with the terrible attack, beheadings, rapes upon a music festival in Israel by Hamas and by Palestinians who are descendants of Esau. Raise your hand if you were watching all of that. I don't know how you could have missed it. It happened October the 7th, 2023, at a music festival. And that was the worst genocide since the Holocaust of Jewish people. It was satanic. You say, Pastor, who was behind it? Iran. You see, Iran has had Cyrus, who was in 539 and was a friend of Israel, a great ruler, a Persian ruler. The Shah of Iran was a friend of the United States and working with Israel. But these present rulers are wicked and hateful, and they've tried to surround Israel with a ring of fire. And part of that ring of fire was Gaza in southern Mediterranean Israel. Gaza, where the ancient Philistines, the enemies of Israel, lived. And there Hamas was being strengthened by Iran and encouraged by Iran to make that attack on that festival. Well, you know what happened. Benjamin Netanyahu went into Gaza, and the Israelis went into Gaza and leveled it. And now they're being accused of a genocide, but actually it's a fulfillment of a prophecy in Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. Zephaniah chapter 2, 4 through 7. I'm reading. Read verse 4 of Zephaniah chapter 2. For what? Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. This is the land on the Mediterranean in Gaza, ancient Philistine land that Netanyahu and Israel invaded after October the 7th, 2023. And it says, woe unto the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. What is that? Hamas. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant. That is what's happening. And Trump got together, and they said, we're going to ship you all out of there, every one of you. And Israelites are going to dwell there. That's what the Bible says. That prophecy's already poured out from the parchment onto the pavement. Did you even know it was happening? Zephaniah 2, 4 through 7. Could you call the verses? Zephaniah 2, 4 through 7. I can call it. I preached messages on it, and it circulated all over Israel. At one time, our website was getting about 40,000 hits a day. Not just from that, but other things. 40,000 hits a day. I'm just saying, we live in an interesting time. Daniel 12 said, in the end times, knowledge is going to be increased. It's going to go at exponential speed through the internet. And that's what's happening. Bill Salas, who I highly respect as a great Bible scholar in these matters, I benefited from him. He got on our website and congratulated us. He wrote on our website. Pray for him. His health is not good right now. He lives out in the desert of California, Bill Salas. I'm indebted to him as a Bible teacher in that way. I'm just saying that Iran has been surrounding Israel, and not only with Hamas in Gaza, but in Lebanon in the north. What great power was there having more missiles than Hamas? One of the men, raise your hand if you know what power was there.
Hezbollah.
You remember Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah? He's dead. Israel took him out. And that is in the Bible. It's in Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 20 through 26, that God says in Ezekiel that Hezbollah is going to be taken out. Look at it, Ezekiel 28, 20 through 26. I don't have time to preach on. That is a now prophecy. It's already happening. And I told you it was going to happen. Because it's in the Bible. It's a now prophecy. Some people say the rapture is now. Well, it could happen in our lifetime, but it's not now. That's a next prophecy. There are signs leading up to the rapture, and you need to know those things. Peter knew that he was going to die before the rapture. He spoke about it in 2 Peter. How can people be ignorant of the Word of God? Especially when teaching is available. You ought to be here to get that teaching. I'm just saying, Zephaniah talks about Hamas. Ezekiel 28, 20 through 26 talks about Hezbollah and Hassan Nasrallah was knocked out. Hassan Nasrallah. Israel has dismantled and degraded the great proxy of Iran called Hezbollah. I'm so glad because while Israel did these things, and while Israel attacked Syria and the Syrian leader, which was another proxy of Iran, what did Iran do? For the first time ever, Iran hit, not now, but before now, hit Israel with many, many missiles. Remember that? And Israel was protected by God through the Iron Dome and other protection. But I'm just saying that now we come up to June the 13th, 2025. Now we come up to the day before yesterday. And what's being fulfilled right now? We already said Zephaniah 2, 4 through 7 is happened. It's already poured out onto the pavement, is being poured out. We already said, my friend, Ezekiel 28 is poured out onto the pavement and is being fulfilled, Ezekiel 28, 20 through 26. But now, Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39 is being fulfilled. So let's go there. Jeremiah 49, 34, and see what's going to happen in the next few days and weeks. I'll look at verse 34. It says, the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah. Now, what's Elam? Elam's an ancient nation that's located in central and western Iran today. And Elam is where Iran has their IBCMs, their intercontinental ICBMs, their intercontinental ballistic missile launchers, and they also have a number of nuclear plants where they're developing and enriching uranium to build nuclear bombs. They're 30 days away from having mini bombs to launch on their ICBMs. That's why Israel's hitting them now. That's why Donald Trump is saying they cannot do this. Because the United States is called the Great Satan by Iran, and Israel's called the Little Satan. In other words, when they get those nuclear bombs and they put them on those intercontinental ballistic missile launchers, they're going to hit the Great Satan, you, right here, with nuclear bombs. They're going to hit Israel, the Little Satan. And so, if you look at Jeremiah 49, 34, you understand why this is happening. It says in verse 35, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Lord, L-O-R-D, capital, means the God of Israel, Jehovah God. Behold, I will break the bow of Elam. What's the bow of Elam in the language of the ancient prophet? It is the ICBM, the missile launchers. The bow launches the arrows. And you see those arrows on your TV coming through the night? Those are the arrows, the missiles, and the bow is the missile launchers. And what does God say? I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. When you tip them with nuclear bombs, it becomes the chief of their might. Guess what Israel is hitting? The missile launchers. Guess what Israel is hitting? The bunker busters. This prophecy is in the process of being fulfilled. Amazingly, Israel got through. And Israel killed the top leader of Iran's military, the scientist that was involved in developing the enrichment of uranium to make the nuclear bombs. Four of its top officials, they killed them all. They got them in a meeting through trickery and attacked it and killed them all at once. You say, that's pretty brutal. No, thank God for that. Those men are evil and doing evil, and they're killing innocent women and children and people through nuclear power. And don't listen to anybody that says otherwise, because the Word of God is telling you that. And so God says in verse 36, and upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven. And I said, it will be an air invasion. And you say, do you think the United States will be involved? I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. Eventually. Because we need some Moabs to hit the underneath bunker where they still have intact some nuclear weapons. Israel has knocked out a lot of them, but they need Moabs. So maybe Trump will give Moabs. Maybe he'll go in. I don't know. But I know it's going to be an air invasion. As I've said before, I've always said I wasn't sure exactly who, but it would come from the air. And there shall be no nation whither the outcast of Elam will not come. What does that mean? This invasion will cause apparently a nuclear disaster from their own weapons, which they're developing. And those nuclear power plants are going to give off radiation, and so that the people of Iran will have an opportunity to escape that wicked regime, which will be decapitated. By the way, this Iranian regime is going to be decapitated. The Ayatollah, he's gone. He's not gone now, but he will be. You can mark it down. Mark it down. And the Iranian people are going to go all over the world. There'll be no nation on earth that will not be taking in Iranian people as refugees. And thank God for it. Well, you say, Pastor, that's really something. Yeah. And then God says, he goes on, and he says there, if you'll notice in the next verse, verse 37, for I'll cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies. And before, boy, were they not dismayed already? Dismayed before their enemies and before them that seek their life. Are there people that want to knock Elam out and the leaders of, yeah, Israel's killed a lot of them. And before them that seek their life, and I will bring evil upon them, even my fierce anger. God is angry with these people that are launching something somewhere. And I will send the sword after them till I have consumed them. That kind of sounds like a military invasion of Iran and their leaders to get rid of the regime. And he said, I will set my throne in Elam. That means somehow God's going to rule over there, over what's now been evil, and take over for those wicked people. Remember MacArthur when he took over Japan after World War II and all the evil of that? And destroy them, the king and the princes. That means the Ayatollah's gone. And I will set my throne in Elam. Then verse 39, but it shall come to pass in the latter days that I will bring again the captivity of Elam. And we know they're going to be involved in Ezekiel 38 and 39. They're going to go right back to their evil later on. But for a time, God's going to take them out. I don't know how long. Doesn't say. I don't know how long. But for a time, God's going to take them out. If I were you, I wouldn't wait until I accepted Jesus Christ. Because I want to be on the winning team. And the Bible said, kiss the Son, speaking of Jesus, lest ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. If you're not saved, you're against Jesus, and you will die and go to hell. But if you accept Jesus, you will go to heaven. If you're a born-again believer, are you? If not, I urge you today, and I urge you to admit it and get baptized and say, I'm on Jesus' team. I got the uniform on. I'm on Jesus' team. I got the white robe on. I'm on Jesus' team. I've been cleansed. These are now prophecies. We're seeing them happen now. I'm talking about Hamas and the Palestinians being wiped out. I'm talking about Hezbollah in Lebanon being wiped out. I'm talking about Iran and the decapitation of the regime in Iran and of their nuclear program being wiped out. Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39 is a now prophecy. And there's one more now prophecy I'd like to address before the Russian invasion. And that now prophecy is in Ezekiel. I'm sorry. Let's talk about Isaiah 17, 1 through 14. You know, Syria has been a staging place for the regime in Iran, and I think this one's going to come very soon. Do you know where 1/4 of the Syrian people live? It's Damascus. Do you know Damascus, Syria has never been destroyed, and it is a city that is a great city. Damascus, Syria is a great city, and it's been continuously inhabited. And the Bible says in Isaiah 17, 1 through 14, that it's going to be destroyed. And it tells you, I believe it's in verse 9, that it's going to be by the nation of Israel. Could it be part of this war that we're involved in now with Iran? It very well may be. I'm not sure. But I know it's coming. And it seems to be a nuclear bomb that Israel may be dropping on Damascus. And when they do that, it's going to hurt northern Israel. Israel's going to be shaken. This is no small thing. And when all of that happens, you see the Sunni, the Iranians are Shiite Muslims. The Sunni Islamic people are the people that attacked Israel in 1948. They attacked them in 1967, 1973, and that has never been finished. There is going to be a war between Jordan and Egypt and Iraq and all of these Israelis, Syria. There's going to be a war to end all wars, and it's mentioned in Psalm 83. And guess who wins it? Israel. And they're going to have a golden age of prosperity as a result of knocking out all of these Islamic neighbors. And this thing is going to happen, and it's going to come to the conclusion of Israel winning. And there will be a golden age of peace, I believe, for America and Israel. I don't know how long it'll last. That's why we need to mine for men while we have the opportunity. That's why we need to build for God while we have the opportunity and serve God and stop playing with sin and stop playing with the world and get right with Almighty God. And that is what the Bible says is a now prophecy. All of these are now prophecies, and they are being fulfilled now. Let me hasten to the end here. Prophecies of Israel are pouring off the parchment onto the pavement of fulfillment. Number one, because of what is being prepared as a next prophecy, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Because of what is now being fulfilled as a now prophecy, Zephaniah 2, 4 through 7, Ezekiel 28, 20 through 26, speaking of Hezbollah, Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39, speaking of Iran, and Psalm 83, speaking of Jordan and Egypt and all of these countries that surround Israel that are Sunni Arab states. Now, follow. One more, and I'll be done. And that last one is because of what will be fulfilled in Isaiah 28, 15 and verse 18. The most amazing thing is going to happen here to Israel. Because Israel's not yet saved as a nation, they're still in unbelief. The Lord is their God, and He's taken care of them. But after all of the Iranians are defeated, after all the Sunni Arab states that are in the inner ring of nations around Israel, after all the Islamic states with Russia and Turkey are defeated in the outer ring of nations that come against Israel, and even God supernaturally defeats them, after all of that, guess what? Israel is not going to put their trust in Jehovah God. They're going to put their trust in a globalist man who is called in the book of Revelation the Beast, and a Jewish Antichrist who is called the Antichrist of the Beast in Revelation 13 and Revelation 17. And the Bible says in Isaiah 28, 15 and 18, and I can tell you that this is what's going to happen. God says, because ye Israel have said, we've made a covenant with death and with hell, are we at agreement? When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. What's wrong with trusting God, Israel? They blessed you all along. But they're going to trust a man. They're going to make a covenant with the European Union and the upcoming leader of the European Union, who will be the Beast and his Jewish Antichrist, and they're going to become part of the European Union and part of the great globalist cabal. Israel's going to go along with that, just like Netanyahu stupidly gave COVID vaccines to the Jewish people. That shouldn't be. They're going to do that. And the Bible says the Beast will come to their aid. And when they're invaded in the last days, yeah, he'll come to Israel's aid. And he'll kick out the aggressor. And then he'll say, oh, we need a one world religion. No more Jewish sacrifices in your temple in Jerusalem. No more Islamic stuff. We've had too much trouble with Islam. And no more Christianity stuff. Too much conflict. We're going to have a one world religion. And it's going to be me. You worship me. And his image will be set up in the Jewish temple. And the Jewish Orthodox people will freak out and run. Believers will know the great tribulation is here. It's in the middle of the 7 years, the 70th week of Daniel. Daniel 9, 24 through 20. It's here. I asked God many years ago, give me a timeline from right now till the 70th week and into the tribulation, into the second coming. And now he helped me put it all together. And it's right on time. It's being fulfilled. Zephaniah 2, 4 through 7. Ezekiel 26, 10 and following. It's being fulfilled. Jeremiah 49, 34 through 39. Right now is being fulfilled. What's next? Isaiah 17, 1 through 14. And then Ezekiel 38 and 39. And then Jeremiah 28, 15 and 18. You say, how many years? I don't know. I just know the events. And I know that we're in the last days. This is the time of prophetic fulfillment. You can't afford to miss church. You can't afford to be sleeping somewhere. I want to say this to you, because I have to say something that is, I guess you'd call it negative to, go to Ezekiel 39, Ezekiel 39, and I want to end with this, Ezekiel 39, verses 3 through 7. When Russia comes down, listen to me, with Turkey upon Israel during that time, however many years that is from right now, I don't think it's going to be a whole lot of years, because these things are moving along. But he says in verse 3, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. In other words, the missiles are going to fall short. And thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort and to the beast of the... There's going to be so many bodies when that Russian army is destroyed on Israel. It'll be amazing. He says, thou shalt fall, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Mark it down, it'll happen. Verse 6, and I will send, now watch this. Verse 6, and I will send a fire on Magog. What's Magog? Russia. And then follow the next part. And among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know I'm the Lord. I believe that fire is nuclear exchange. Who dwells carelessly on the isles? People in Australia, people in Canada, people in the United States. These are the distant coastlands that are farthest away from Israel that has had great wealth and prosperity. And we've seen very little war in our soil. Unlike the Russians and the Europeans, we've seen very little war, except for the Civil War, on our soil. But God says, I believe there's going to be a nuclear exchange when Ezekiel 38 and 39 takes place. And do you know why the European Union is going to come into prominence? I believe because America is going to be really decimated during that time. And Russia. Mutual assured. And you know, when Christ came the first time, America was not a great power. It was more barbarian. Native Americans lived here. That's where this is going. So I'd take advantage right now. If you need to get saved, get saved. You need to enjoy the golden age and use it for God. Use it right now. Lay up your treasures in God, in His coming kingdom, because everything in this world is going to be shaken, beloved. Your cars, your properties, your houses. It's not lasting. It's temporary. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed.